Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Diva with Grace podcast. I'm Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Oh, my God. What is this week?
I don't know. We guys, we're feeling all the feels right now. We're going to get into it.
So many feels.
What's going on with you? What's happening?
How's your week? I was just telling Diva, I was on my way over here and I was sitting in traffic per usual, and I decided to channel all of my anger towards traffic into expressing to the universe that I wanted a fucking audition because I haven't gotten an audition in so long. Mm. So I was like screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, I just want a fucking audition. And I guess I just have been feeling so, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday and we're going to talk about it more today, how like the vibe has just been so weird. Like,
what's going on? I mean, it's we know what's going on, but still.
We know there was a new moon. We know it's Scorpio season, but listen, there's always something, right? Mm-hmm. Like it feels like there's always something. Anyway, so I was screaming at the universe, and then our manager called me and he had an audition for me.
I mean.
And I was like, oh my God. And I was telling, we're about to record our 9th episode. He told me to say hi. We have the same manager.
Yes. We have the same manager. We have the same everything.
Yeah, we have the same life.
We have the same life. Well, hi, manager.
I know.
How exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, girl. Sometimes, I mean, you know, it's an audition. It's like, it's not like I have the job.
Well,
but
you know,
it's an opportunity. Exactly. We're grateful for the opportunity.
See, she knows me. She knew where I was going to go with
that. No, totally. I'm so grateful for that. I mean, I was literally just screaming that I wanted an audition, and
it's crazy. Well, I actually had an audition today.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And the reason I bring it up is because just talking about this weird energy, my GPS has been on one this week. It's taking me to the wrong place like 3 times this week.
Wait, was this on Beverly or something?
Wilshire.
Oh.
Exactly. It was like, your destination is on the right. And I was like, can't be. That was what I was like, this can't be where it is. It was under construction. I'm like, this cannot be where the audition
is.
So long story short, it was at SAG-AFTRA. Which is a notable building. I'm like, how could it not pick up that? And luckily I parked.
But I've never had an audition there.
Me neither. It was on the 6th floor.
So
it's a whole thing. And then the actual audition itself was wild. It was a tongue, like they put a tongue twister in it. I won't say it just in case I get it. what it was, but they literally put all this alliteration. So it's like Sally sold seashells at the sea. Like it was kind of similar to that. I'm like, what kind of copy is this? Like, why would you purposely
make it so difficult?
And it seemed simple enough, and I went in the room and I was just like, I did it. And the girl was so nice too, because you guys, it's not normal, you know, if you can mess up maybe once or twice, but it was getting crazy in there. But she was so nice. But it was like kind of like,
was it a
funny
group audition?
No.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, because I was like, usually like if it's just you or it's slow, they'll like play with you, but there was people in there and I was like, I probably have one more. She just let me keep going and I'm like, cool. And then they added something last minute. So like last minute I learned like some more line. It was just, I'm like, what is this? What is this energy? But that's just been this week. It's crazy because we had a conversation with Vanessa last week. If you haven't listened to Dream Job,
oh God, you have
Vanessa,
to listen to this episode.
Wild,
it's
wild.
So good.
But afterwards, we're still chatting. We're talking about darkness because I mentioned some stuff about voodoo and things like that. So she was curious, and I was just like, no, I don't really get in the darkness. Like my family, we don't practice voodoo. I don't think I made that clear because she was asking me questions. So I was like, wait, I don't practice voodoo. We don't practice. I've just been more focused on light work, light energy. And then we were kind of talking about, well, do you ever go into the darkness? And we kind of had not opposing views, but I'm just like, I just focus on lightness, even if I'm in dark times. But just all that to say, and then this week imploded. So we had that conversation.
Oh my God.
And then I feel like this week was kind of testing me in that. I was like, okay, so this is a little dark that's happening right now, a little darkness. I'm like, I just thought it was just so like funny that I'm like, no, I don't really,
I don't dabble in the darkness.
I don't dabble in like witchcraft. I don't dabble in the darkness. And the darkness is like, hello.
Hello. I mean, the veil is getting thinner as we get closer to All Hallows Eve.
I know. We're just days away. Do you have a costume or are you like done? Because you had a party last week, right?
I did, but I just went as a Bears fan and I wore the same sweatshirt that I'm wearing in the picture of Vanessa.
Oh,
you and
guys, full circle moment.
Perfect.
Check out that photo on Instagram.
Yeah, that's exactly what I looked like pretty much.
Yeah. So this week it's just, what is this interview? So what's been happening with you? Like, how has your week been unfolding?
Girl, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. There's been like, I don't even know where to start. I was thinking that like on the way over here, I was like, I have so many things, like random little tidbits I sort of want to share. I mean, obviously yeah, what's the most like the most relevant one is the one that just happened where I was like, literally
aggressively manifesting.
Aggressively manifesting. Savage manifestation.
I know, right?
Yeah, I just like, it's just been such a weird time. I've been feeling really not comfortable in my own body. Oh, speaking of which, I did some breath work last night. Ooh. I went to this place, which we can put in the notes, called Unplugged. Okay. Or Unplug or something. It was a very like high maintenance hippie type of situation.
Is that is like a meditation center? Or am I thinking
it is.
Of
it's like dent? A it's a meditation type center. It's right across. It's on. What is it on? It's on Melrose.
I've not been there.
Right across from Alice and Olivia.
Yes.
Yes.
It's by The Real Real, right?
Yeah. Or like Earth Cafe, like yeah, all that
so,
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was kind of like skeptical. I just don't. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? Just like breathe, you know, whatever. But it's so funny because that is all we did. Like we did breath work. Mm-hmm. We literally just, I don't know if anybody out there has done breath work,
I've
but it's literally it's just breathing.
Yeah.
And it's like facilitated breathing, but it helped so much.
Isn't
that wild? I slept so much better. Mm-hmm. I didn't have crazy nightmares, which I've been having since like before we interviewed Vanessa. I've been having really crazy nightmares, yeah. Which we can totally get into if you guys want to.
I want to kind of hear what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, it's been, and then I ended up like after our talk with Vanessa, I went in and I did more research. But anyway, just to close out this whole breathwork moment, you guys, it literally, I mean, of course we had to like pay for the class, but it just reminded me that all you have to do is breathe.
That's it.
That's
isn't that
literally
weird?
How simple is that?
That's what
we're in a tizzy all the time. I'm in a tizzy all the time. Like, what am I doing wrong? There's nothing's working out. What am I, you know, where's my career going? Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then I literally lie down and I just breathe for like 30 minutes and I feel better.
It's amazing. That's what we used to learn what they used to say at our acting studio. We went to the same acting studio as well. Like we literally have the same life.
I
guys.
Know.
And he would just be like, breathe. Just remember to breathe.
Just and drop your just jaw and yeah. breathe.
That like, one note would change an entire scene.
Exactly.
It would change your whole body. It's bizarre. I did a breath work thing through the Chakra Girl group.
Yes.
And it was just
girl, tell
it's
us about that
blind.
Experience. Like, it's, what this is so. So we talk about Chakra Girl on
all
the show
the time, but I actually met her in real life.
Yes.
And I was so excited.
Tell
you
us
guys.
About the experience.
So they tell you never to meet your heroes, right?
Okay. Well,
I'm
you
so
know.
Glad I didn't listen because she's amazing. I was walking up the stairs and I could hear her voice, and it was a weird feeling because
yes.
I listened to her podcast. So I was like, wait, is my podcast? You know what I mean? I had like a split second, like, wait, I know that voice. And like I walk in and she came and she greeted me. She greeted everyone. And she's just so like, hi, and like friendly, but she's engaged and radiant. Like just, I don't have enough descriptives for her. She's just everything and everything. We didn't do breath work in this round. We did meditation and we went around, just talked about what we want to manifest and blocks. And I have a homework assignment that I kind of avoid. We have modules every month in the group. And when I saw this assignment, I was like,
Tell us what you avoided.
So you have to write a forgiveness letter. You have to do one to yourself, which I did that. That was fairly easy, actually. I thought that was going to be challenging. But then it's like a forgiveness letter to like if there's anyone you felt hurt by, you know, blah, blah, blah. And there's one person in particular that I'm like, quote unquote, over the situation. But I don't think I fully like, I didn't want to go there. Let's just put it that way. So I avoided it. And so we're going around and saying everything. And she's like, did you ever do the forgiveness exercise? And I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, you have to do that.
Oh my God.
So I'm working on that. And then a funny
thing is,
because
that really is a block when you're holding resentment towards people. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
It's blocking your abundance.
Yeah. And to me, it's not even a resentment. It was just complete shutdown avoidance.
Yeah.
That was me dealing with the situation, by the way, guys. I'm
not
like,
looking at the darkness.
Exactly. Running from the darkness.
Running from the darkness.
But I was having dinner with my girlfriend last night and she's like, we're just chatting. She's like, yeah. So she's like, have you ever heard of a forgiveness letter? And I'm like, and my jaw just dropped to the floor. I was like,
I just got chills all over my body.
Yeah.
Have you still not done it?
I have not made the time.
Oh,
I'm not trying to make excuses. This was Sunday. We're like, it was Tuesday night or something.
Maybe maybe you're not ready to forgive okay.
It's not even it's just like, it's not even the person. It's my attachment to the person
oh,
and my attachment to certain things that I'm trying to like release, but the plan is to do it tonight because we're still in the new moon energy. And that was something she mentioned. We had like a group call today, a lot of Chakra Girl these last few days. And that was one of the things, a part of a ritual. She's like, you do a forgiveness letter. And she was telling me it's more of like an acceptance letter of just accept what happened and then move on. Because there's not really anything to forgive because me and this person actually had a face to face.
Right. I know. Isn't that interesting is like an apology? Yeah, that happens, I got an apology. Well, holding on to something.
Yeah. Not to like get too much into it, but I got my apology. I never expected one, first of all. So I was just shocked to even get one. I got it. But then, and then I let the person back in and then kind of like the same stuff repeated itself. And I'm just like, oh, hold up. Like what? So I feel like obviously it's something that I didn't work through for myself. So it's more like a me in this and not really them. So I'm just trying to come from that place.
That's always what it is. It's always like what we're, the relationship with ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's so, girl, I was just talking last night. I was doing intentions and I was sitting with a friend and I just, I was writing down and I was like, and I forgive ... so-and-so, these names, right? And then I stopped and I was like, can I talk to you about something for a second? Like we were both just like sitting in silence. Like we had just done breath work. Like there was nothing else. Like there was no booze. There was no weed. There was no mind altering substances. We were literally just like purging our feelings. And I was like, can I talk to you about something? She's like, yeah, sure. So I literally just was like, I don't think I'm ready to forgive these people. And let me tell you why. Because like a year ago, I was in this really intense like forgiveness process of like, I need to forgive this person. I need to forgive myself. I need to, like, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was praying and chanting and like I was trying to visualize myself just being the sun in my own life. And just like radiating light. Mm-hmm. But when I thought of myself radiating light, I thought about blinding him with my light. And that helped. That like really, girl, I manifested like 2 commercials in like
oh, so you're going to see my face on TV.
Yeah, that's literally, and I have no shame saying that. Like I was like, he is going to see me. Like he is going to have to deal with me in some way. And but through that, I realized that like it was not about him. No. It was absolutely not about him. I did not care. Like I don't care if he, I mean, of course I do care. It would be really nice to like shove it in his face. Like maybe that's just my own darkness that I need to deal with. But like, let's be real. Yeah. Like it's sometimes having a little bit of a chip on your shoulder is motivating.
It can be. You just can't live in it.
Yeah, you can't let it like control you. You have to know that it's, you have to know that it's outside of yourself and that like it's your own self-love that's going to get you through the situation.
No, that's a really good point. Yeah. I love that. You're like an aggressive manifestor.
I'm being so aggressive right now, you guys. It's because I just get really like fired up. Yeah. I don't know what it's about. I get just...
Not even like confusion is not the word, but a little bit. Just I'm just like I just don't understand. You know, I'm like I'm a good person. I do good things.
And it has nothing to do with you being a good person.
Yeah, I think
when people treat us shit like in a shitty way, it has nothing to do with us. Yeah. It has everything to do with them.
That's and, the four, again the four agreements: rearing its ugly head, don't take things personally. I'm like, how can I not? It's,
how can you not? Exactly. That's why these. That's why there's only four, and that they're so fucking complicated.
It's so deceptive that book. Yeah. Like, four agreements, sure.
Like, there's only four. Yeah, like, okay, but they sneak into your life in like insidious ways.
It's crazy.
And all of a sudden you're taking something personally and you don't even realize it.
Yeah. So what are you doing to like combat all this energy?
Negativity. The negativity. I'm trying, you know, what we learned in acting class, I'm trying to use it.
Okay.
I'm trying to use it in my life in like a positive way. Sometimes it doesn't translate into a positive way.
But it's a lesson, right?
But it's like.
That's what we tell ourselves.
I know, anyway. It's right? A lesson. But sometimes things are just shitty and that's okay. I think it's like, you know, I was like sitting in the car before I was having a savage moment yelling at the universe. I was like, wow, I'm really bored and uncomfortable in my own body right now.
Wow.
And I was like, that's a really sad state to be in.
But that's a good revelation to have. At least you,
yeah,
you,
at least
you
I was able
yourself.
To like yeah. aware. I yeah. was like, oh, I don't feel good. What is this? I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, I just don't feel comfortable.
That's what this energy I feel like is for me. Yeah. It's funny in the group, the meetup that we had with the chakra girl, she just asked, like before we even started, she's like, is anyone feeling like the new moon? Before she even finished yeah. her sentence, everyone's hand
yeah,
raised.
Everyone's
okay,
hand.
It's not just me. But it is something of, it's like this overwhelming feeling. I don't even think I'm uncomfortable in my skin, but it's just something isn't, I don't feel settled right now. I just yeah. feel like the energy is a little, it's frenetic, it's intense.
It's
and I'm almost like waiting, not for something bad to happen, but it's just, I'm like, whatever this change, because it is a big transitionary period that we're in. So I'm like, whatever it is, it's like you can almost feel yeah. myself transitioning.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what's feeling uncomfortable, like maybe not feeling right. like you're in your own skin. Because I'm like, I mean, growing out of whatever the stage has been into something new. And I'm just ready for the newness. I'm ready for the next chapter. I think we talked about that a
yes.
little bit the other day.
Yes, I know. We're ready for new
next.
Hard things.
Yeah, because there's going to be challenges.
There's
that's life.
Always going to be hard things.
But I'm like,
challenges.
It can't be the same things no. over. I feel like it's just, it's so repetitive.
We're done.
I'm
we're
like,
ready
again,
to move on.
Again, I was like, this person, I'm like, it can't be the same thing with this person. Yeah. Either we need new problems
right.
in this
or
relationship.
A new person
or
with the same problems so that you can decipher between, is this the person or is this like a pattern that's in my life?
Exactly.
That like, what do I need to change?
Yeah.
And, you know, not to like attract this person back into my life, but to make
no.
sure that doesn't like get
no,
into my life.
I don't
life.
Want this energy
no,
anymore. I'm like,
you
it's
don't
the same
need
energy.
That.
We don't need it. We're moving on. It's like
yeah,
this place. So I'm just trying to just forge ahead, but you know, still
it's the breakdown before the breakthrough.
There we go. That's what it is.
Hashtag Diva with Grace.
Hashtag another gem.
Yes, another gem. That reminds me though. Do you know the story of the butterfly?
No. I mean, I think I know the story, but
I mean,
regale
do you guys
us with
know
the story.
What happens in the cocoon? When the caterpillar goes into a cocoon, do you guys know what happens?
I've heard of it, but you like
right,
there's
but
some
you
people
can't
who haven't
see it. You mm-hmm. can't see what's happening. Like it's just sort of like it's like in bed. Like it looks like it's just sleeping, and it doesn't like look like it's changing mm-hmm. on the outside, but on the inside, it's literally breaking down into yep. this disgusting goo. And like is unrecognizable to itself. Like mm-hmm. it's completely like just this gross, like yucky brown stuff, right? Somehow it turns into a butterfly.
Yeah.
We don't know how. It's nature. Literally yeah. nature just takes care of it. Same with like babies. Babies are just like tiny little like
oh my gosh.
Spots on screens, you know? And then all of a sudden they're like humans.
It's you. It's me.
Yeah. But that's what we're doing. Like, that's what transition is.
Yeah.
It's the ooey gooey grossness.
It's messy. It doesn't always look cute.
No.
I wish it did.
It never looks cute.
I really
think
wish
you can
it did.
Dress it up and make it look cute. Yeah. But, like, in its most pure, rawest form, it's not cute.
Yeah. And that's, like, I think the mess that we've been referring to in past episodes. I
yeah.
think that's
the savage authenticity.
Yeah. It's, like, but sticking into the mess. I'm like, because that is where the magic happens.
Yes.
Do you know
the
what
mess
I mean?
Is where
like,
the magic happens.
When you're feeling like at your lowest, it just...
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Yeah, you just can't. Whatever no. it is you're going through. I just feel like... And that's something else too. I feel like we're all collectively going through something. Not the same thing and not just because it's this new moon and Scorpio energy. But I think we're all aware that everyone has something they're going through, right? And I just really appreciate if people would start treating each other a little more kindly, knowing that if you know the person next to you is going through something, you like shitting on them is not helping.
And you know how you know that they're going through something because they're on this earth.
Exactly.
And literally everyone is going through
something.
This
week, I've just seen some behavior that's just been so frustrating and irritating to
watch.
People
are really sensitive and yeah. agitated right now. But they're unaware that everyone else is also sensitive
yeah.
and agitated.
Or they're aware and just don't care. I don't know where it's right. coming from, but this is just my little PSA because I just had a friend and I won't get into it too much because I don't want to put people on blast, but to say that she was on one is like an understatement. She just
yeah.
was just
and she's
coming
through
for everything.
Stuff.
And we know that and I see the hurt and I just
but it's still not okay.
One helper, but
you
yeah, but I'm like,
spew.
No, this, I'm like, this isn't helpful yeah. that you treating someone else terribly. Like it doesn't make your life better.
Right.
So there's just wanted to throw that little PSA in right. there. Just I get you're going through something, all of us, not just her, but all of us. But just keep that in mind. I try to be nicer to people knowing right. that, especially when I'm in a lower point. I actually did reach out to a bunch of my friends just to do a check-in, and no one was doing okay.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's energy, and it could be in any situation, relationships, career. It doesn't mean like we're all like in the same boat in that sense. Like, but we're all going through something. So just keep that in mind. And that should also
be kind to each other.
Be kind to each other and kind to yourself to just keep going. It's not like if you know someone else is kind of going through something, then oh my God, you're not alone. Like, you know, we're all connected.
And it's okay to be in the mess.
Yeah.
Like if that's where you have to be, that's where you have to be. You don't have to make it look any certain way for anyone else.
But I'm kind of over it. That's
oh, yeah.
Thing. We're just over it over here.
Here's a good question that I'm wondering.
Okay.
When do we choose to fake it till we make it? That's a good question for me. I ask this question all the time because I'm like, where's
like
the line?
When do you want to be authentic to what you're feeling?
Authentic, and when do you want to fake it till you make it? Like, how long do you give yourself? Like my mom, for example, she gives herself a certain amount of time to be upset about something, mm-hmm. and then she moves on. She's a Scorpio. She's like very
That's
good
more
at
me. The amount of time, I guess, depends on the situation.
Right.
Never more than a day. Like a day would be for me. That's aggressive. Like that's a lot. But it really depends on the situation.
Yeah.
And I think too, I will only fake it if it's like in a social setting. Like I said, I don't like to put all my emotions out there in a public setting. It's not just like, oh, I don't want people to see me cry or whatever. It's just awkward at a birthday party if you're just crying. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's not your birthday party. Like when people kind of ruin other people's events and moments, I'm like, this is not
like,
the
just
time
don't
for
go.
You to be vulnerable.
Like if I'm having a vulnerable moment, I won't go to somebody else's birthday party unless I know I can fake it till I make
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the times I'm like, I'm going to double it. Yeah, because otherwise you're just ruining other people's day.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But if you have a few friends you trust that are there, maybe you can pull them aside and be like, I'm not doing so great or something. Right. Yeah. Or just
or
don't
like
go.
Even ask, like, you know, say I used to hate when like my mom used to say, like, can't you just like save this for another time? Like why does everything always have to be something, Grace? Like
oh my
everything
God, mom.
You know, I'm a very sensitive person. My mom is a Scorpio. This is our relationship. but I, you know, it's good to I don't really know where
to
I was going
to release
with that.
Things.
Yeah, it's good
you
to
you can't hold on things, but I do for me anyway. You know, I think there's a time and a place. But
a time
I,
and a place,
yeah,
and also like spewing. Like I definitely have been guilty of spewing.
Yeah,
for
the thing
sure.
is too, if you hold on to something for too long, then I think
you
said
explode.
It, then you explode. Now you're just crying
all
at
over
a Shell
somebody,
gas station.
Yeah,
it's like what is happening? You know, when you see someone like losing it, did we share this story? I know we shared it, but
that story.
The event that we worked a couple of weeks ago. So Grace wasn't there, so I was telling her the story. Me and this other girl are working, and
oh, right.
yeah, so
oh
we're just
my
sitting
God,
there.
You have to tell this.
And I heard like smack, like the loudest smack. And we look up. This girl apparently smacked her boyfriend in the back so hard that we heard them like they must have been like 30 feet away or something, right?
This is at a mall.
Outdoor
okay?
mall.
A public mall.
Yeah. And I knew that
as
he got hit.
As opposed to a private mall? Sorry. I just thought about that for a second.
To like a privately funded mall. Yes. A government run mall. But he was like touching his back like, ow, because she slapped him so hard. And in the moment, he did not yell at her. He just kept his face. He was so stoic because she was the one who was looking crazy. And in that moment, if you looked, you'd just be like, look at this crazy girl slapping her boyfriend. And then he started walking faster. So she was like literally chasing him around the mall.
Oh my God.
And she looked crazy running after him. She's yelling, all this stuff. And I'm like, that's normal, you know, but back in the day, I would have been like, oh, this girl's crazy. And then I was like, no, she's not. You know.
No, he did something.
He did something crazy.
And then he decided to tell her
in a public place. Okay.
So that she wouldn't go crazy. And
she
was
like, guess
mm-mm.
what? Guess what? Because I don't think anyone just who's dealing with something on a regular, like that, like deals with their feelings, would just explode on someone in public. Like, I mean, something we all get pushed to a certain point.
Totally.
And that was just how it manifested. I'm like, she probably was, he was holding on to something and finally told her, you know what I mean?
And that's when you know it's unhealthy because mm-hmm. you're being pushed to that point.
And you're literally abusing someone in public and don't give a damn. You just hit someone in public.
Yeah.
And she did not care. But that's just what we mean about when you hold on to something and then it comes out in a way and then you end up looking like the quote unquote crazy one when in reality it's like you've just been pushed to your limits. So it is a fine balance of when do you, I mean, I had a friend, he's always says you should know who you can be vulnerable with. So you need like a person or maybe some people that you feel like you can just be honest, like, this is how I'm feeling. I'm not doing great, whatever it is. And then having that, I think, is really helpful so that you're not, you know, slapping people.
Yeah. In public.
In public. Though it's entertaining for the rest of us. Do it behind closed doors. I know, but I was just like, I've never seen anyone get hit in real life. I mean, I actually didn't really see it. I just heard it and I was just like, yeah. Oh my God. And then she was chasing him and she's crying and it was just, that was so messy.
Yeah. That's very messy.
That was very messy.
That's not even savagely authentic. No, that was just messy. Like, yeah.
But then a part of me is like, girl, I get it. I'm just like, you know, I've never hit anyone, but Lord, I've been pushed totally to the brink.
Like, I'm like, no ooh, judgment, but like, no. You should look at that. You should go
see someone. Yeah. So definitely. And this is before the Scorpio new moon. I can only imagine how she's.
I know. How is she doing now? I wish we could interview her. Be like, girl, tell us everything.
And I thought I saw her like the next day. It wasn't her. It was a girl that looked like her with her family. I was like, oh my God, is she? Because she was standing in the same place. I'm like, is she telling her family what happened the day before?
But you were traumatized by this situation. You were like thinking you were seeing her places.
I wanted the story to end.
I'm surprised you didn't have a dream about her.
Oh, maybe I did. I wasn't journaling at the time. Have you been journaling? Did you mention
I have.
That?
I've been journaling mostly because my dreams have been so wild. Savage.
I just like my journal. It's just whatever I can remember. Mine's like some weird free-flowing poetry. It's just different. It's just stream of consciousness, just random things being written down.
I was thinking that would be interesting to have just like a book of dreams.
Of your dreams.
Of your dream. Make a book out of them.
My God. I don't even
like
know.
Like a narrative.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I guess it would be. Would that be a little like, what's that? Inception? Would that be a little Inception-esque? Maybe not.
Maybe. It's just a dream within a dream within a dream or
I've been
whatever.
Having. So, okay. So since we spoke with Vanessa.
Yes.
Last week, I've been writing down my dreams and they kept getting more and more explicit and more graphic. And I know like D was making a face. It was gross, like really gross and really specific, like the purge status, like very intense. And I did some research on it and it has to do with, well, it has, you know, there's lots of meanings, but the one that resonated, the ones that resonated most for me was that I was thinking about like who I was, like if I was the one like killing these people or if these people were the ones killing me, it was like I was trying to kill something inside of me. Like trying to kill a feeling that I don't like or like some sort of, you know, resentment that I'm feeling. And I really resonated with that. I was like, yeah, that's true. I've been like avoiding a lot of things. I've been, you know, and things that are like, why am I avoiding these things? You know what I mean? Like do I need to go to therapy? There are things like, you know, like sending an email. Okay, like sending an email back to somebody or like even like finishing a script, like getting ready for the holidays, like things like that. And I'm like, oh, I just would rather like check out and just not deal with anything right now. I just want to be like in my pajamas on my couch with my dogs, just like eating. that's chilling.
But again, I think we talked about it a little bit too previously. It's also just the time of year. This is like nesting time almost because it's going to be in hibernation mode in a couple of months, you know, it's like
now.
Oh my God, it's like what, next week now, the holidays.
I know, it's chilly.
It's crazy.
It's,
I know,
like
it's like 68 so cold
outside
now. It's so cold at night and it's so windy and like obnoxious and these fires and it's just so, Mother Nature, that's another thing too. Mother Nature's not messing around. This last
She's
week.
Being savagely authentic.
Hope everyone's
a little
okay,
bit
like the fires.
Messy. Yeah. Sorry, girl. Sorry. Sorry, Mother Nature.
I know. I feel it. I think that's also what it has been too, between the weather, like these damn fires. I feel like that energy, I'm feeling all of it.
It's crazy. I was looking out at the horizon yesterday and when I would usually be looking at the sunset, I was looking at smoke and it was
so
like
sick.
Orange and I just started crying.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my home. Mm-hmm. Like, this is our home. This is where we live. But it's like Mother Nature is taking it from us, which is even more
It's the wind. And yeah. I've always had this thing about the wind. It's just one of the, it's the element I just don't understand.
You can't see it, but it does. So that's so interesting.
Like, I know it has a purpose, but I'm like, but it doesn't seem to be that beneficial. And when it's windy, it's never like a great day, you know, unless you, I guess you're like a sailor or something. Like, right. You know what I mean? You're like, you surf. I don't know. I'm right. just,
well,
I'm
I think of, I think of wind as like, I mean, right wind now. Is air.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, wind specifically is just air being moved.
And I know it helps like with plants. Great. I'm trying to sound like a scientist and I
we're like
no
trying to justify air right now.
But do you know what I mean? Like yeah. I get like it has, I know it has a purpose, but I just feel like it doesn't outweigh the disaster that it causes, like with these fires and just like these crazy.
Well, remember your fire.
Yeah.
Your Aries. And like this, I know. And the it's like interesting. Like, and the wind actually like fans your flames. So it's interesting that you don't like the wind.
I'm so anti. I think also too, this is just so random. Whenever I do a photo shoot outdoors, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, what time of year it is.
It ends up being windy.
It gets windy. I wait for
that's
it. Happens
not good
at
for
least.
Lip gloss.
Yeah, it happens at least once. I'll be doing, I was like, give it a second and then the wind will just start. So I do like a Pocahontas style. Like colors of
paint
the wind,
with all the colors
yeah,
of the wind.
Just around the riverbend moment, hair blowing, yes. And then it's like every time.
Oh my
but
God.
But in all seriousness, like these fires have been really crazy and scary, and they're just so much more frequent now. So again, too, I kind of look to nature to be like, but where are we as a society too, collectively, like what's happening? And I just feel like it kind of reflects that sometimes.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's just a lot of,
there's
it's just big energy happening. Yeah, it's chaotic. It's frenetic. You just never know. But it was really windy the other night and I was just something, I just felt like this pit in my stomach. I'm like, this is really not good. And then we woke up to fires and then a few days later, more fires and more, I'm just like, it's just, it's never ending.
I know. And it's like, it's, like how dark does it have to get? Like they say it's like darkest before the dawn and the breakdown before the breakthrough, but like where, when does it end?
Yeah.
Like where's the light?
Well, for nature, I can't explain that because it's nature. She does what she wants. For us humans, I think we just have to, it's in that moment of release and letting go of, because I know for me, once I just like, it sometimes just comes to a place, not even like I'm thinking about it so consciously, like I'm going to release. I just kind of just give up and not in a bad way. Like I'm done.
Like
I'm
surrender.
Just like, surrender. Exactly. That's where I was heading to. It's just surrendering. And then I feel like then things come. I don't know if it's like that for everyone else, but for me, it's like everything happens at once. It's all
so
amazing
true.
Or it's all terrible.
Yeah.
And that's just been my life. I don't know if that's just my cross to bear as an Aries or just as diva, but a lot has been happening the last couple of months and I'm like, I'm so ready for the next chapter and I know it's just going to be that much better.
Yeah.
But it's like, if one more goddamn thing happens,
well,
I'm not placing
like,
if like one more damn thing happens.
Whenever there's stuff being like really shitty stuff happening, I'm always like, okay, this is just like making room for all the abundance
I'm like,
to
lesson,
come into my
a
life.
Lesson, a lesson. Then you're like, all right.
I know, but
lesson.
Not even like, we don't even have to, because I know we get so annoyed with like, oh my God, how many more lessons do I have to learn? Like, I mean, obviously life is just lesson after lesson, but I don't even think like what you were saying the other day that really hit me about changing the narrative.
Yeah.
I was like, I just need to, you know, we can change our mind about that. Like if something shitty is happening, we can turn it into like, okay, I was doing this retreat and up in like Ojai a few years ago. And I did this.
Ojai.
This
love Ojai.
It was called Soul Art. And we did, we like laid down and we did a meditation and like a sound bath situation. And then they had art supplies and they were like, okay, we're going to trace your bodies. And this is just like me and like four other women. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're going to trace your bodies. And then we want you to just, you know, sit in silence and like, you know, draw what you saw like while you were meditating.
Yeah.
And I was like drawing all these things and it was of me, you know, we're supposed to like coloring in yourself literally. And I just had this like gaping black hole, like in my like stomach, like womb area.
Yeah.
And it just felt like pain and sadness and emptiness. And I was talking about it with one of the counselors who was there. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you could see it like that, or you could see it as opportunity. and like an empty space to fill with,
I like that,
with narrative new change. Yeah, mm-hmm. narrative change. Exactly. It was the same thing. It was the same picture. It was the same, like, you know, and also like things that we have negative connotations to usually have the exact opposite meaning as well.
Yeah.
And that is really helpful for me when I'm in a state of like despair mm-hmm. and like, oh my God, I feel so empty and I'm so uncomfortable. It's like, okay, well, this just means that there's opportunity to feel differently.
Yeah. And I know for some people it is challenging. It's like, just change your thoughts. Easy. You
know?
Oh
my God, no, it's not that easy.
It's not easy to change.
It's definitely a muscle too.
Yeah,
think
about it. All the negative things and things you've trained your brain over your lifetime.
Yeah.
But what's one podcast I was listening to, there's a woman on and she was saying, yeah, it might not be easy for you to be like, you know, we talk about mantras like, I'm wealthy. You know, sometimes you have to make those kind of affirmations and you're like, bro, look at my bank account. Like, there's no way. But she's saying if you start with little believable things, then your mind starts becoming more high vibe, right? And you start believing things.
I can sign
yeah, if you
that.
Say, like, I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a good friend? Yeah, I'm a good friend. Like, little things, you know, like the things that are quote unquote more believable for you, more palatable for you. So if you start from there, those little things, like, I'm nice. I'm a good person. Things that are that ring true. It can even be like, I'm tall. Like, I am tall. You know, I'm tall. So it's like, that is. So your brain, you know what I mean? It's almost like you're triggering. Like, this is, you know. For me, I just get in the feeling of it. It's like everyone learns differently too. And that's the thing.
Act
like we talk about.
Shelby.
Yeah. It's like some people are visual. I'm visual. Like when I manifest, I have to like, if I want a certain car, I will get behind the actual car.
Yeah.
Like I go inside the actual store and like, well, even I do most of my ordering online. I'll go to the store and I'll like touch the handbag. I'll put it on, see what I look like in it. Take a photo of myself wearing the bag. Like that's how I manifest. Some people can just see a picture in a magazine and see themselves in there. I'm not like that. You know, everyone's different. So I think you should just like focus on what works for you in that regard, whether you're trying to manifest something or you're just trying to get yourself hyped for the day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's listening to like a song that you love that puts you in a good high vibe place. My sister and I were talking about that just before we were recording. We're just talking about, that's funny when you were just saying like how much time you give yourself, because we were talking about that literally just right before. So weird little synchro moment. But she's like, for her, it's like she'll just put on a song that she likes as a dance party.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's a great way to get out of a mood.
The best way. And it's like, there's really honestly no excuse for us not to be able to get out of moods.
Totally.
Really,
for and some that of us, is how I get out of a mood. Yeah. I do like play certain songs that like,
what's your song?
Me.
Can I put you on the
okay,
spot?
Okay, can I tell you? Well, okay, my number one song right now is Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah,
that's been my
one.
Number one for like a year. Mm-hmm. But recently I watched, and you guys know I'm a Jew, but recently I watched this like the history of hip hop or something. And it was an hour long episode about the making of Jesus Walks.
Okay.
Kanye's Jesus Walks.
I'm with you.
And I was like sobbing. I was
so
like,
hyped.
Jesus, walk with me. I was like this. So I've been listening to that.
That's
like every
amazing.
Day. I'm like Jesus.
You're a
right
Jew
next
for Jesus. We call you a Jew
yes,
for Jesus.
Yes.
I know a few. Welcome, sister. I'm just kidding.
Well, I just love like I love everything that Jesus represents.
Yeah.
I love like
love,
you know,
that's all.
Love,
that's all.
Exactly.
Jesus is just
like
love,
it's
guys.
Just yeah, and just like a you know. Like a buddy. Like, I'm like, Jesus is walking
Jesus
with me.
Jesus is my buddy. I was just like, thinking about, do you remember those
Jesus
my
is
buddy?
Jesus my homeboy.
Oh, I used to have a Mary is my homegirl shirt.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But do you remember those my buddy dolls? I never got one because none of them look like me. They would basically be these, I don't think you could get them custom. It'd just be like a...
Like a Cabbage Patch doll?
Yeah, but it's like... to scale to like a kid. So like I was always so tall that I was like, none of them are my height. They don't look like me. But it's like my, but I will, again, this is a random thing we'll put in the show notes.
I love this.
But there has to be
a
commercial out
there.
I can't wait to see this. But when you said Jesus my buddy, I was just thinking of a Jesus my buddy doll. And like, what a missed opportunity. We might have to see if we can invest in that.
Oh God, we need to.
That would
oh
be
God,
amazing. Like a Jesus my buddy. Yeah, but music is so, I just, it depends on my mood. Right now I'm just, my podcasts have been giving me life.
Yes.
But music used to just, but music always
Do you
does.
Have a song right now?
Right now, okay. The only reason why, this isn't like my go-to song, but I was texting with a friend and she said, I won't, this will give it away too much of the person we were talking about. So I'm not going to say what she said. I'll tell you after because I'm not trying to get clocked.
Right.
But she said, oh, are you talking about the blank blank looking boy? And there was a song in the 2000s by, I forget the group's name, something Hot Styles or something, but what's his name? It's going down. Young Jock was in it. So it's like this rap song where everything is, you're something looking boy, done looking boy, not looking boy. So that song is so dumb. Like, it's literally, I've been laughing about it for 2 days.
Oh my God.
So I haven't really been listening to it, but I just keep singing it and like laughing. So it's putting me in this high vibe. Just,
I love that.
You know, usually anything Beyonce, like dance.
Yeah.
Booty shake and like Get Me Bodied will kind of get me.
Yeah.
But I love like anything 2000. You know what I mean? Just songs that remind me of just the good times in my
simpler
life.
Simpler times.
Simone, God, my youth was like the most, I had the most innocent, most simple upbringing. And like, I refer to it all the time. I'm like, damn, my life really was just so chill. And I miss that.
Oh my God.
So much.
I know, but like, this is just helping you. You know, you know what they say in Buddhism? They say the more you've been through, the more people you can help.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's true when you think about
it. Converting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Buddhism is just
religion.
Like, it's,
yeah,
it's,
not a religion.
It's just like a way of life. And I feel like lots of people sort of agree with it without even realizing that they agree with it.
So besides music, like what else do we do to snap back into high vibe land?
Snap back into high vibe land. It's been, you know, it's been harder for me to do that recently with the vibes going on. But I feel like I almost feel like when that happens, it's like, you know, it's a muscle. So it's sort of like you're amping up your workouts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
get back in the gym.
Yeah. Like, I got to get back into the spiritual gym, like the mental wellness gym.
See, I'm the same way. I can't ease back into a workout. Especially if I've been gone for a while, that next workout is going to be intense.
Yeah.
Just to make
it's
up.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, even like going to this breathwork class last night, I did not want to go. I had so much resistance has been the theme of like the last month for me. Mm-hmm. I've just had so much resistance towards things that I know will be good for me.
Yeah. And I love that you said I've been reading the same book for like 6 months. I'm halfway done. And
the
just,
Wayne Dyer book?
Yes. Yes. She knows it by name. It's that sad, guys. I've been reading it. But I was telling a girlfriend, I'm like, I think I realized what it is. I've reconciled that. This book is like kind of like the key, so to speak. So if I read this book and nothing changes, that means nothing's going to change. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're scared to finish it because you're scared.
Exactly. There's
change.
A part of
Girl,
me that's like, if this doesn't work, then it's not going to work.
That's why we avoid things
exactly.
that
but
we know
thing
are
is,
good for us.
We are. I'm the one who's going to make it work or not.
Exactly.
So
you're the vehicle
exactly.
that information.
So it could be this book. It could be something else. Like we kind of self-sabotage.
Yeah. And it is usually a multitude of things. Yeah. Like I've been trying to like, you know, I've been on this like spiritual journey. Not that you're like not, you know, I think that everyone's on a spiritual journey, whether they say they are or not. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been consciously on a spiritual journey since I was like 16. And I've had to jump from one thing to another because it's been really like, you know, it's not that it's hard to stay consistent, but because you do build up a tolerance to certain things.
Consistency is so challenging. It really is. That's all.
Especially
it is.
When it's super helpful, like when, like with I chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and it's just like one of my things in my toolbox that mm-hmm. I use that's really helpful. But like right now, I'm like, that would be really helpful for me right now. I used to do it every day, at least like 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been doing it because I have that in my head. I'm like, well, if I do this and nothing changes, then I'm just going to like lose all my faith.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's us that can control that. That's
and it's
what's
taking
crazy.
Action. It's such a small action that we have to take. But that's what life is. Life is action.
Yeah. Then it's just showing up for yourself and the universe will start. It's like a give and take kind of thing. But I think sometimes we feel like we're giving.
Right.
And then the universe is just taking or not even doing anything. It's not matching you. So then I get a little frustrated. But then it's like, I've been in a place in my journey too, like though I get frustrated, I just keep going.
Yes.
And then things are coming that's even
and
bigger and better.
And because you keep going, you inspire other people to keep going, like me.
Aww,
and
crazy.
Well, no, it's true. And when you inspire other people to do good in the world, you're just creating more goodness in your life.
It's just, and the thing is too, I want to be surrounded by people who are doing well and feel good. Like there's nothing to be gained for me if I were to manifest this tomorrow, snap my finger and I got everything I wanted, but none of my friends or family did, and they, you know what I mean? I wouldn't feel good. No. Like, no. I'm like, why would I want to level up and everyone's still down there? I'm like, we're all going to do it. It's better as a collective too. And that's why we want to hold each other accountable and we check in. And so I was really glad I was able to check in, and I don't want my friends just thinking I only check in when I'm feeling like crap and let me see how other people are feeling too. I genuinely, you know, it's so funny when I check in with people.
No, but it is a good thing. Like, when I'm feeling shitty, I like to show up for other people in, like, more of a way than I would normally, because I know that that will help me get out of my own
head. Yeah, for sure. That helps me. My friend's like, oh, you're always sweet for checking in. I'm like, yeah. And sometimes it's just, I was just raised like that. You just check in on people because you don't, you really don't know. And then we hear like, oh, so-and-so, you know, kill themselves or this and that. And I'm like, you just...
Like, I didn't even know. Like, well, did you ask?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, too, if someone is genuinely reaching out and saying, how are you? If you're not doing well, let them know. You know, again, it's like a fine line. You don't want to dump on the person, like, every single thing that's wrong in your life.
Right.
But if you're having a hard time, let the person know. And maybe if they don't have the advice, maybe... they know someone you can talk to. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
And a lot of times when people aren't doing well, I think they don't talk about it because they don't know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means, like, you got to do more self-work.
You have to. Journaling, we've talked
about,
so important.
You have to know what you need before you can ask somebody else for it.
Yeah. That's not, you don't.
Nobody else knows what you need.
No one knows. Like, and it's just like manifesting too, And when I say manifest, it's not just trying to get things, you know, sometimes you just want to manifest a certain situation or opportunity, but it's like the universe is not going to give you what you don't ask for.
Right.
So if you don't know what you want, why would it give you what you want? Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't even make sense. So it's the same with like your friends. No one's a mind reader, you know, just be honest and share your feelings. But then also, you know, again, it's a balance, but obviously if it's for darker things, like continuing things, I do recommend maybe seeing someone. I personally, I've never been to therapy, but I'm so for people who do it. I'm like, if that's what you need to do, then do it. And if it's not for you,
so much therapy. I'm only saying that for anybody out there who like decides they might want to go to therapy.
Yeah, I don't think there's so much therapy. We shouldn't judge people for wanting to get help. Like, it's wild to me. I'm like, but this person's trying to better themselves. And if it's not therapy, do something that just makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of like positive things to say because I'm like, God, this feels like such a dark episode. I'm like,
oh my God,
to,
no,
like,
this is, well, I feel
lighten
like
up
it,
a little
it
bit,
comes
but like therapy
from,
and darkness.
It comes from what we were talking about with Vanessa at when, after we recorded last time, we were talking about how, like, I feel I've heard that when you're afraid of something, you should face your fears and you should move towards your fears so that you, you know,
you
so
take the power away.
You take the power away. Exactly. And so that's what I think of with like dark energy and with like dark feelings. I'm like, the closer I get to it, the more I'll be able to understand it. And then it loses its power over me.
Which is a really good point. And I was more so from the, not that I avoid darkness or anything.
No, but you like
but
the focus on the light.
But the focus on the lightness. Because I'm like, someone, if the darkness is there, like, something or someone has to be the light, so I'm like, it has to be me to bring the light. But in order to bring the lightness, I do have to go in the darkness. That's the only way I can combat it. But I'm not gonna like get on that level. And if I do feel like I'm low vibing and I'm in a dark place, then I would literally, again, I talk to myself like, girl, like, what's going on? And then I'll like call a friend who makes me feel good, you know.
Oh my God, writing a letter to your fear. Are you the one who told me to do this?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
Writing all these damn letters.
I know, we're writing all these letters. But writing a letter to your fear is so helpful because I once heard somebody say, you know, you don't want to get rid of your fear completely. You don't want to get rid of your ego completely. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to live in like an egoless world.
Good luck.
I know. But we do. Wait, where was I going with that? We don't. Right. Oh, right. Okay. We're back, you guys. You don't want to live in an egoless world or a fearless world because then everybody, you would just like drive into buildings and like, you know, you would just do shitty things all the time, right? Because like we just would have if there's no dark, there's no light. If there's no light, there's no dark, you know?
There's a balance.
But then somebody said, they were like, you know, you're driving the car and your fear is in the passenger seat. And it's like telling you to watch out for potholes and like, you know, these things and that thing. But like, it's not driving. And it's when the fear is driving that it's not, that it's not good.
You're like, you get out of the car. I'm like, get out of the car, fear.
Yeah,
I'm
we can't
over.
Be fighting with our fear. We can't be fighting with our, I always try to talk to myself like I actually am the twins, like I am two people in one. And I'm like, girl, what is going on? Sorry, everyone. Like, what?
It's so helpful to talk to yourself. It really is.
Like, why are you having all these savage feelings right now? Like, where is this coming from? Are you hurt? Like, let's talk about it.
No.
You know? Especially like talking to yourself like you are like your friend, like
exactly.
from last night. Like,
in a kind way, too.
In a kind way. In like a compassionate, empathetic way. Like, we are in this together. What is going on?
Like, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Well, this new moon in Scorpio, hurry up, do what you got to do and move it along.
I know. Well, and I do think it's interesting. We've talked a lot about resentments and stuff and like forgiveness, because that's what this moon was all about.
Yeah.
It was all about
exactly
changing the narrative, but also like, you know,
it's relationships,
relationships
too.
And
it's huge.
Shadow work and like moving through resentments and forgiving. You know, it's like all about that stuff, because that's what you have to do in order to open up the space to invite more abundance into your life and more good feelings.
Yeah. And we touched on that too in the meetup on Sunday about the sacral chakra. We've mentioned too on this show.
Yes.
And that's like the one I'm really working on. It's like creativity, passion, but it's also self-worth. And a lot of stuff I feel like for myself has stemmed from that. There's things like, I'm a confident person, but there's certain triggers I have when certain, you know, things come up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I never really actually dealt with, like, I handled it, right?
Quote
unquote, but I never dealt with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm working on, my stuff in the letter and this person. It's like, we've had the chat, all the things, but I've never really like dealt with it and got in there and really
like, what are these feelings?
Yeah,
like, what do you feel like, or do you want to talk about it at all? Like,
depends what you're gonna ask me.
I'm like, what are these? Because I totally get it. I totally get these feelings of like, you know, and like even getting, I love in life when we get exactly what we want and we realize it was not
what you
what we wanted.
Yeah,
those are always the most liberating moments to me, because I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing here. Like, I'm like, literally the universe knows way better than I do.
Yeah.
And I thought I wanted this one thing, but what do I actually want out of this situation?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like you know, is it like self-love? Do you feel like that's like the big thing that you're working on through this situation?
I mean, I do love myself. I treat myself very well.
So
my heart chakra is full, but God, because we don't have too much time to get into it. But for me, it's just been a thing. Like, you know, I was always like the nice girl. I was always kind, like all these great things. But I was never like the hot girl next door, like the most popular. I was popular, but I wasn't like, you know,
you've
this
always
beauty
been a
queen
good girl.
Kind of. Yeah. And so especially when it comes to relationships. So I don't come from that place. So then like, basically there was someone had feelings for, and it just didn't, it got icky. And then a part of me was like, well, then the self-worth stuff came out, like, well, why would he like me? Do you know what I mean? And it just started being
okay,
ooh,
yeah,
this is a little dark. You know what I mean? I was like, ooh, I thought we dealt with this kind of stuff, but I guess I didn't.
Yeah, girl.
But it's always like a certain person that can bring that kind of stuff out
my
of you.
God, yeah.
And it's not even the person's fault. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like, okay.
Oh no, it has nothing to do with that person.
No,
it's
just your own stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's reflecting it. So that's just something I've just been finally ready to really deal with. And it's like, you know, all your friends, well, it's his loss, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of like, do you remember that line in Clueless, like my favorite movie, which like, oh, you're too good for Elton to tie. She's like, right. But if I'm too good,
then why aren't I with him?
It's yes. Like, yes.
I
it's
always
like
go
moment.
Back to that. It's so true. And you know what? Cher and Dion don't know what to say. They just hold her and she cries.
Exactly.
And then they go
but
eat carbs.
Like the rational part of me knows like this situation is just beneath me. Do you know what I mean? Like
right.
I know this, I feel
and
it, but
like
I'm not like.
And you know that there's something, and I hate when people say this, but you know that there's something better for you, which
exactly.
is why it's not working out. It's like, you know, rejection is God's.
Then
I
I'm
fucking
like,
hate that.
I know. Then
thing,
I just want
so
better.
True.
Then I'm like, then better. Then better. Then just better needs to show up.
Then Brad, where are you at?
BP, where you
we
at?
We have been. Do I need to savagely manifest him for
you?
Do
my
I need
God,
to scream?
Could you imagine? Scream Brad Pitt into the.
Oh my God.
Into the microphone.
And then we get like a mystical call from his publicist. Hello, were you? Are you calling for Brad?
What if he was just like outside wandering?
Yes, as a matter
of fact,
I was.
He's just wandering in the streets or whomever.
Is it's he
just...
anywhere close to Burbank? I know. We'll meet him at Starbucks. I know.
That would be amazing. We'll let you know whatever this Brad Pitt synchro manifests. But yeah, all that to say, like, I'm in a good place. I don't want to leave it like on this note. I'm not worthy and all these things. It's just something happened recently that I got triggered and I was like, ooh, didn't really put this to bed. I guess that's the thing is, it's like I kind of left the door open for something and I've now closed, I've slammed the door shut. So I'm just dealing with the afterness of that and really
Lose
dealing
You to
with
Love
like,
Me by Selena Gomez. Wait, girl, have you actually watched that music video?
I have
it's
not.
So cathartic. Like I was like so excited. I was so caught up in a moment with Selena when she came out with this music video.
I've been loving her fashion looks. Her street style is amazing.
And it's so, it's amazing because Diva knows I was not happy about this whole Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber thing.
And I'm kind of for it. And
yeah,
read
Diva
the Vogue
was
article.
Totally for it.
We're like,
for it. She was totally for it. But I wasn't, I don't know if I ever explained this, but I wasn't totally for it because it was very reminiscent of something I was going through at that exact same time. And I sympathized way more with Selena.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think we all feel for Selena on that level. We all felt for her.
Totally.
For sure.
So I was just like savagely on Selena's team for the longest time. So when she literally, there's this phrase that they say in Buddhism, like one of the principles is like making, turning poison into medicine. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that's exactly what she did. Like she took this like poison that was in her life from this situation and she just healed herself with her music.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and that's healed so many other people too. Yeah. Like, I felt like, and then that she came out with it right before the Scorpio new moon when we were like releasing
really
all this stuff and like releasing all the resentments. And I was just like, girl, thank you for this. This was like such a blessing.
And I think that's a great point too. That's what the fun thing about being an artist specifically is that you can turn your darkness
into art.
Art and
then
help so many
it.
Other people.
That's literally why we do what we do.
Yeah. I was actually, again, one of the many podcasts I listen to, but it's about art history. And they were talking about Georgia O'Keeffe. And she just talked about she loved like when her art was terrible and not good, because it's like you just learn from that. And there's just something to that. And there's even more magic in just like the ugliness and like the worse it is. And that's why today in... Like, it wasn't the worst audition I've ever had. It was just, but I'm just, it was, I was laughing and the girl was laughing too. So we kind of took this moment, like flubbing lines, but it was kind of fun because I'm like, how am I gonna, you know, work my way? And then it worked. Do you know what I mean? It clicked. So there was something fun just in that moment that I guess it's more levity than like what other people are going through with this new moon energy. I understand like an audition and people are like, you know, suffering out there, but just point being, you can be in the middle of it and like kind of recognize it. And I could have shut down because I've seen that happen in rooms where actors were like, this is terrible. Get me out of here. Yeah. And it's awkward for everyone. But I'm like, let's just be in this and just find the fun and kind of find the levity in it. And then we did. And then she's like, okay, that was great. And I'm like, thank you so much. And I thanked her. I'm like, you're a rock star for like playing with me in there. Cause I was like, it was a little crazy, but turning anything dark into light and just, and again, releasing things. And I think we talked about before that everyone should take an acting class, even if you're not an actor, just because of those moments. Like there's like things that just get thrown at you and you're like, what is happening?
Also because, because literally life is improv.
Yeah.
Like you have to, and life is acting. Yeah. That is just what acting is just like, it's just.
It's the moment to moment like stuff.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Just dealing with it. And you know, this new moon, it's almost over, right? Like, we're still in it.
Situation.
The
new moon
situation.
Well, it's interesting because the new moon is happening right before Halloween, where the veil is the thinnest. And we're going to, you guys, I'm going to Joshua Tree tomorrow.
Are you really?
I am to how do exciting. Like a retreat situation. Nice. So I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah,
I'm going to burn some shit. I'm going to do some witchy stuff out there. I'm going to try to release all of this stuff.
I know. I'm doing my letter.
Yeah.
Releasing stuff. Self-worth.
I know. Should we have something that we like hold each other accountable to?
Yeah. I mean, well, mine is my
yours
letter.
Yours is the forgiveness letter.
Yeah. I got to do that. Everyone's holding me accountable to that now.
What is mine?
I mean, you don't have to do a letter, but like if it's about releasing, then
I should release because I didn't finish that yesterday.
Oh,
I got to the part where I was like, I forgive. And then I was like, wait a second. No, I don't.
All right. So everyone's homework. We're all on the same page.
Yeah, we all have to forgive someone.
Forgive someone. Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself.
Love yourself. But I'm glad all the sacral chakra stuff, I knew it was going to be the most challenging.
Yes.
And I'm glad. I feel like I'm going through it and in it. And I'm excited to be on the other side of it finally. Yes.
And okay, before we go, I have to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I learned yesterday the exact meaning of forgive. Okay. It's for the giver.
What?
So the giver is the one who's,
gems.
I guess. Yeah. But I mean, that's exactly what it's for you. It's for the one giving the forgiveness.
Yeah. For sure.
So it's for you, girl.
It's for you guys.
Yeah.
We do
this
it all
is
for
all
you.
We literally do this all for you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Yes.
Stay in your magic.
I know,
stay in the light.
Stay in your magic. It's
you can
don't
do it.
Quit before the magic happens.
It's gonna be
ladies.
I can't wait to see what next week's like. I feel like we're gonna be in a different place and I'm
I
so
know,
excited.
Totally. Especially because we were so honest.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay.
Until next time.
Yes.
Bye. Mwah.